Evans, who has been described as a tall, gray-haired man with a well-chewed cigar perpetually in the corner of his mouth, decided to retire from newspaper work and write science fiction. Over the next 7 years, until a heart ailment forced him to stop writing, Evans sold nearly 40 short stories and 4 novels. One of the latter, The Planet Mappers, garnered a Boys Club of America award for Best Science Fiction Novel of 1955. However, Evans's success in the field did not come easily. As his friend and collaborator on at least 2 stories, Ray Bradbury, noted, Everett put himself to the task, made himself a humble pupil at a time when most men would have been teaching, and through sheer energy and sweat got where he wanted to go. In the first year, 1947, that Ev put himself to the task of carving out a late career, he rewrote bad stories 7 or 8 times to make them mediocre, and then 7 or 8 times more to make them good. It was a long uphill struggle for a man who had to change old journalistic habits and form new ones. And he got there, I believe, because he loved science fiction, and he loved writing. And more often than the cynics like to admit, love can sometimes work wonders when the problems to be overcome seem insurmountable. Fortunately for readers, Evans persevered and became a successful writer with the help of agent Forrest J. Ackerman. His last published work, The Masters of Space, being a collaboration with E.E. Smith. His short stories, which were frequently anthologized, appeared in publications like Avon Fantasy Reader, Other Worlds, Weird Tales, Authentic Science Fiction, and Spaceways, and are divided primarily into adventure science fiction and the off-trail horror story. His most famous story is probably The Shed, a dark horror fantasy charged with so many elements later to be found in the work of Stephen King that it might well have inspired him. None of Evans's stories proceed down familiar paths to cliched ends, and this is especially true of his horror tales. Each is a little gem, built around an original idea and given an original treatment. This is especially true of The Undead Die, considered one of the best of Evans's dark fantasies, and written in collaboration with none less than Ray Bradbury. Evans was fascinated by the vampire legend, and this story showcases his very human treatment of the undead. Now sit back and relax. Turn the lights down. As Renaissance Audio Productions and Renaissance eBooks Incorporated present The Undead Die. He was a jack-in-the-box. Sunset up, sunrise down, and repeat forever and forever. He was a thing in a box in a cold, deep cellar. He was a container for red wines. There was no label on him, but there were little drops of red liquor upon his sleeping lips. He was the contents of a mahogany box. In a cellar of webs and upside-down things hooked to the ceilings. He lived in a land of dropping midnight waters and soft gray web. He was a white hand, a rouged mouth, a glass eye, a set of white teeth, and a cold heart. He was a pedestrian who walked the nights. He was a sleeper with original ideas as to hours. He was a leaf, a pelt, a flame, a wing. He was Robert Warren, dead these hundreds of years. In the cellar came the sound of a woman's name. Lisa! His white hand lifted from his bosom. He put it against the lid firmly. His eyes opened widely. He pressed upward. The lid would not open. He lay back a moment, waiting.
It's always opened,
he declared.
It must open.
With a sudden movement of strength, he pushed upward. The lid gave.